New data confirm that breastfeeding dramatically lowers a woman's risk of breast cancer. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study in this week's issue of the British medical journal The Lancet.
Scientists have thought for centuries that women who had children were less likely to develop breast cancer. And Valerie Burrell, an epidemiologist at Oxford University in England, says there was a growing suspicion that breastfeeding might be the reason.
In Italy, from the 17th century, it was recognized that nuns had high rates of breast cancer. And even in the 17th century, it was thought that this was because women weren't using their breasts for the purpose they were there to breastfeed. So it's a very long history of thinking that breastfeeding was important.
And Burrell says this study proved that beyond doubt, and it was also able to quantify the benefit.
For every year that a woman breastfeeds, her risk of breast cancer goes down by 4.3%, to be precise.
Burrell has great confidence in those findings. After all, she and colleagues from Oxford University did what no other researchers had done before. They analyzed pretty much all the studies ever done of women around the world and breast cancer. 47 studies in 30 different countries, over 150,000 women.
And when this was done, it just became absolutely clear that breastfeeding was important over and above all the recognized factors such as number of children that women had, the ages they were when they had their children.
Burrell says these findings appear to explain why women in countries like England and the U.S. have much higher rates of breast cancer than women in developing countries. In those countries, women tend to have more children, 6 or 7, and breastfeed them for 2 years or longer. That's a total of 12 to 14 years of breastfeeding. If women in developed countries did that, Burrell says breast cancer rates would drop in half. On the other hand, she says that much breastfeeding is unrealistic in countries like the U.S. and U.K.
But even if women had the sorts of numbers of children they have now, say 2 children, and breastfed each of those children for, say, 6 months longer than they otherwise would have, that will reduce breast cancer rates by 5%, which in Britain is about 1,000 fewer breast cancers every year, which is not huge, but it is the beginnings of an improvement.
Dr. Anne McTiernan is a cancer researcher at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. She says these findings confirm something important. All women can benefit from breastfeeding.
One of the beauties of the studies, they were able to look at within different types of women, women of different ages, women who have gone through menopause, who haven't gone through menopause, women who are different body sizes, women who have had different numbers of pregnancies, women who are of white ethnicity versus others. And they're able to see in all these women that you see a reduction in risk of breast cancer.
Researchers don't know why breastfeeding lowers cancer risk. They do know breastfeeding lowers levels of estrogen, and estrogen is known to play a role in breast cancer. But McTiernan says women can also do other things to lower estrogen levels. They can exercise more and drink less alcohol. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.